The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to... Can you turn me up a little bit, buddy? There we go. Okay. Where am I? Oh, hey, welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, Thursday, the 28th of August, it's 7:05 in the morning, and news at the top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Dave's at the helm. Good morning, bud.
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday to you. Any special day out there?
Yeah, you know, today is National Red Wine Day and National Bowtie Day.
Bow ties and red wine. Does life get any better?
Sounds like a good Thursday party.
Sunny today with a high near 95 and clear tonight. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Labor Day, Tuesday, all in the high 90s, all sunny and hot, all mostly clear with lows around 70 to 68. Wednesday, though, we're jumping up to 101 next Wednesday. So it looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend, a little bit warm, but not too bad. So, weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, family-owned business, been in the business 30 years, third generation of the Kenny family running it. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And I am here with Wendy Dickens of First Five.
Good morning.
Are you holding it because it doesn't fit?
Yeah, because I'm so, my head is, well, I'll just do this. How's that? Then you guys can look at me. I'll grab the head.
We did that because you brought no donuts.
I morning. Know, I'm sorry.
I said, bring out the special headset for Wendy. We have one back there. It's made for kids and you.
Well, you know.
And along with her is Mike Freeman, who is the superintendent of the Shasta County Office of Education.
Good morning, Carl. How are we doing?
Yo, hey, living the dream here, buddy. In fact, when you walked through the door, I went, oh, my gosh. I said, I have totally messed up my schedule, but in fact, I had not messed up my schedule. My schedule is perfect.
Your schedule is perfect.
I'm just following Wendy everywhere she goes.
So, and because today at 7:30, we're having Leo Zaki, who's running for governor, will be our guest. At 8 o'clock, Heather Hadwick.
Oh, love her.
Assemblywoman. Oh, yeah. I like her, too. I like her, too. Okay, First Five.
First Five. Well, you know, we have some fun events going to happen here soon, and we've partnered up with the Shasta County Office of Education.
Let's tell people what First Five is.
Oh, okay. Well, first, you want to know? I didn't know you didn't know.
Well,
in case people don't know. Yeah. So First Five Shasta is an organization that focuses in on the 0 to 5 population and their families, and making sure that we have everything we need to begin that life out, building the best brain possible for the future. So they can become really productive members of our society and will have every benefit they need to make that happen. So First Five really looks into what can we help make sure is in the community, or what's lacking in the community, or where can we support the community in ways that they may not otherwise have that or know the information about. So that's what
it's really important early you can catch them. Into the, you know, yes. Into education. And we're not talking about reading Plato's theories here.
No.
But
just, not yet.
Not yet. just being introduced.
Right.
And it gives the kids a huge leg up.
Correct.
When, in their lives.
Yeah.
You know, if they can read, most of school becomes a lot easier.
Definitely. And I think parents, you know, we always know parents are the first teachers.
Yeah,
so we want to make sure they're supported.
Okay. And good morning, Mike.
Carl, how are things?
Good. So what's going on over at SCOI?
Well, we're excited, obviously, 25-26 school year off to a fantastic start. Had our kickoff breakfast with school administrators yesterday. Been doing some really cool things with our partners, like First Five, just trying to make sure that we make amazing things happen for families here in Shasta County. Shasta County has some of the best schools in the state, and it's a lot of the cool things that are happening are through partnerships. So,
any of the, you know, there was talks about federal funds being held, but it looks like they've been released.
Yeah, those there was a little bit of an embargo or freeze or whatever you want to call it. But
I would call it seeing where's that money going. Yeah, that's what I would say.
Yeah. Well, good thing.
And then after they checked it and saw where it was going to good places.
Good thing it's coming to kids.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yep, of course. Okay, so. Something's going on.
Yeah, we have actually a couple big events going to happen. On the 4th, we are going to show a movie called Sentenced, and it is all about literacy and the effects of having a large population that is illiterate or can't read, and what that really means for your community as far as its economic considerations and what it means for the family itself and their health. And so actually Steph Curry and Ayesha Curry, Steph Curry of the basketball team, the Warriors, they co-produced this with the Children's Literacy Project, and we will have some representatives of the Children's Literacy Project coming up, as well as this is our launch for the big thing, da-da-da, Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. That's really why we want to make sure people understand literacy. The movie itself is amazing and wonderful and has such great information, and it will be at the Cascade Theater at 5:30 on September 4th, Thursday, but really, we want to talk about Dolly Parton's Imagination Library and how beneficial that will be to our community. So then we'll have a second event on September 6th from 10 to 2 called Champions for Children, which we have annually over at Turtle Bay Museum, which is a wonderful place for kids to go and learn. And it will be free for kids 0 to 12 and then $2 for everyone above that, unless you're a member. Then, of course, you already paid. So that event will be where families can sign up for Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. So this year, we're making sure it's also our launch of the Dolly Parton's Imagination for Families.
Well, Dolly Parton, besides being just a fabulous entertainer,
right,
and seems like a really nice person, has done so much for literacy in the United States. And it's not only, I mean, it's not only her Imagination Library, but she's done many things for schools to help boost literacy. And I don't know if that's because she came from a family back in the hills and she didn't have that opportunity, which could be, I guess.
Yeah, I think she has talked a little bit about that, how it's important for her to know that she's helping pay forward into the community and be able to, you know, get books into families' hands that otherwise they wouldn't necessarily have that. She did not have a lot of opportunity growing up, so this is her way of paying forward.
And I think it started, right? It started in Tennessee in 1995.
1995, so, and she's cool given thing. Over 280 million free books since that program started in 1995.
Wow. So Dolly Parton Imagination Library, basically kids 0 to 5 in Shasta County, once they sign up, which is going to start happening on the 6th, every month they will get a book free to their house.
Yes.
So very cool.
It comes to their house?
Yes. They get it mailed, so that's even better, right? Because, you know, First Five's been pushing free books out into the community for a while, but we can't get to all of the parts, and families don't always have the time to come in and get a book or find a place that's giving the books or has the transportation. But this will come right to their homes, and they'll have such fun opening up this mail with their parent and being able to see what new free book they have. So.
And couldn't do this without our friends at the library. So Library Foundation, obviously it takes a partnership. First Five, Shasta County Office of Education, working with our friends at the library, making Dolly Parton Imagination Library happen starting September.
Yeah, we're excited. So exciting.
I'm hearing hundreds on the waiting list already.
Yes, there are hundreds on the waiting list.
Really, to have these books mailed to them.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah.
We need to take a quick break. And I want to share things that are going on. Friday, September 5th, will be a Playing and Praying for Peace, a fundraiser for Gaza at the St. James Lutheran Church. Friday, September 5th, from 5:30 to 9 p.m. And everything is donated there, time, talent, funds, food's available. donations are requested. That's going to be Friday, September 5th from 5:30 to 9 p.m. at St. James Lutheran Church at 2500 Shasta View. And, of course, the second annual Reading Oktoberfest, that's October 11th. We'll be doing more things for that. The free community rides from One Safe Place, 45-minute ride, September 6th, 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. at the True Ride Studios. And you can get more information and sign up for this at truridestudios.com. Let me see what else we have there. Oh, September 1st, Anderson, the 39th Annual Labor Day Picnic from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Excuse me. Meal tickets are only $5. Ages 6 and under are free. All types of family activities and free activities are there. So, watercoloring, face painting, all those kind of things. And that's going to be Monday, September 1st on Labor Day at the 39th Annual Labor Day Picnic at the Anderson River Park, the main barbecue area, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. The event is open to the public. And we'll be right back.
Medicare drug plans change every year, and 2026 is no exception. Premiums may rise, deductibles can change, and sometimes plans even leave or close. HICAP is here to help you review your coverage. Services are always free. Call HICAP today at 530-223-0999. That's 530-223-0999. Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP. Helping you stay informed, protected, and covered. This program is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $341,698 with 100% funding by ACL, HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor the endorsement by ACL, HHS, or the U.S. government.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion. It's that easy. Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week. And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize. And a pair of tickets for our annual ultimate tailgate party. For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios. Yes, that's, you know, yep. Night at the Roxbury. Wendy knew.
I knew.
She was
right in there, man.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Maximal Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993 when she started her company, Judy Maxwell. You know what? If you're looking for a second opinion on your insurance, if you have insurance, if you don't have insurance, you probably want to give Judy a call because she can help you there. How about your retirement plans, 401ks, with everything that's going on, even though it looks like the stock market could break 50. Could happen. Yep. So are you in the right spots? How about a free review and an evaluation by an expert from Maxwell Insurance and Financial? She can help you with that. Just give them a call at 530-221-0441 to see if you're maximizing your financial goals. Maximal Insurance and Financial. And I'm here with Wendy Dickens from First Five and Mike Freeman, who is superintendent of the Shasta County Office of Education. And so what's this year look like?
Oh, man, this year looks pretty fantastic. We have seven new superintendents out there.
Wow.
So, getting around.
Seven out of 24. How many do you have?
24 districts, 91 schools, 15 charters, 26,000 kids, but the little ones count too, so we go 37,000.
37,000. Up or down from last year?
Enrollment's up.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Is that, why?
Well, I think we're coming out of something, right?
Well,
it is 2025, and it feels weird to even be talking about stuff. But you know, 4 or 5 years ago was a rough patch.
It was horrible.
I think we're coming out of that.
And the thing about it is you know, the population of Reading is slowly declining, and so if that happens, you would think that, you know, less children. But you're seeing enrollment's up this year. That's good.
Yeah, or they're coming back, right? I think some folks maybe left public school and are coming back into that public school.
Yeah, the kids reach that age where they want to get them out back into the culture of schools.
Yeah. I want to throw a shout out to my board, Shasta County Office of Education Board, for their, they've gone all in on two things, substance use prevention and literacy. And literacy and that board initiative pushing on the chips, and to do everything that we can to improve literacy is actually what led us to partner so that that Dolly Parton Imagination Library can launch.
Why is it when you look across the nation, it appears that, and I'm not here, I'm talking about across the nation, California, everywhere, in the vast majority of the cases, the test scores keep going down.
How much time you got?
Well, you've got to come back sometime, Mike.
Yeah,
and
no,
you've been
before.
And let's discuss that because people don't understand it. I mean, we're pouring billions of dollars into our education system, and yet test scores, they're declining.
Well, and I think it has a lot to do with families. I think it has a lot to do with the work Wendy and First Five Shasta do, right? Getting early. I think the challenge with kids is sometimes we are doing things or not doing things in the lives of children, and we don't necessarily feel the consequences until later, right?
Until later.
Oh, shoot, maybe I should have read to my kid. Maybe I should have talked to my kid. Maybe I should put my phone down. Maybe I should not give my phone to my kid, right?
Well,
there's a lot of things.
And I think, too, when you're finding people who you're going to have as care providers, you're giving your expectations that is what you're doing. And especially nowadays where you have a lot of screens and people, it's easy to give a kid a screen instead of have a kid read a book, which we know through research, the brain doesn't actually register the same with a screen as it does with a book. So it's really important to get books into the hands. But it's also important to tell the people who are in your children's lives, grandparents, aunts, uncles, that you want them playing and looking at books and being a part of those types of things, not sitting in front of the TV or having you on your phone while you're watching them. So a lot of that does have somewhat to do with our connection to devices all the time, like always having them accessible.
I totally agree. And as I mean, you're holding, you know, the world's information in your hand. But I use mine for photos.
Me too. my children will be like, "What are you doing?" I'm taking pictures. Of course, yeah, I have to memorialize this.
I have my little camera with me. But I so much agree with you. If we catch kids when they're young, and we teach them to read. It's such a leg up.
Oh,
on
it.
And then, you know, because everything else seems to come easier to the children that can read.
And I would even raise it a little bit, teach them to love reading, right? The idea, like, so Dolly Parton Imagination Library, the idea of a kid anxiously waiting for that book gives me goosebumps, right? Like, that's powerful, and that's what I want for kids. And I think that a love of reading kind of leads to that love of learning, and that's the community I want to live in.
Well, and Carl, you brought up a great point, and that's kind of what the movie Sentence talks about, which is, you know, if you learn to read, then you are going to have an easier way in life. But it also helps our economic advantages here in our own community when you have literate people, because the workforce is better, it's stronger. So not only are you individually going to be helped because you learn to read, but you also have the benefits of making it so our economy is better. I think the other piece that people don't understand is we learn innately, we learn language. We can learn to talk. We can learn multiple languages, especially early in the 0 to 5. You can learn them very quickly and easily and not have any problems. But you have to be taught to read. You have to learn to read. Someone has to sit with you and read with you and do things with you to actually understand words on paper. So I think, you know, it's important that people start introducing these concepts to kids really early on. And that means, you know, you don't have to know how to read yourself necessarily, but having a book in your hand, turning the pages, looking at the pictures, talking about the story on the pictures, doing those things, having language with your kids is so important.
You know, it's scary to think that we have adults that can't read.
Yeah, we have a lot.
And I mean, it is scary.
And I think that's what Sentence highlights, right? And I think that the discussion that we're going to have after the film screening it's going to be a powerful experience for us to be able to discuss what does this look like in Shasta County.
Okay. Right? Now, we've got a couple minutes left. Let's go back to the film.
Yes.
When is it going to be? Where? How do you get tickets? All of that.
September 4th, 5:30 to 8:30 at the Cascade Theater. We'll be showing the film. There will also be a panel of experts after talking about our resources here in Shasta County. You can go on to the First Five Shasta website to get the tickets. I think they might even be on Shasta County Offices of Education.
ShastaCoe.org, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think the Library Foundation has it on theirs as well. But you can go to Eventbrite if otherwise. It is free. It's free to the community. You don't have to pay for this. So you can go and, you know, we like to see how many we have because we do have a max number that can come to the Cascade. But
wouldn't that be great, Wendy, if we filled the Cascade?
It would be so amazing.
Let's put 900 people there.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's do it. I think our community needs to rally around something, and literacy can be that thing, mm-hmm. right? We want to be a community that supports literacy and appreciates
why
literacy.
Why can't we be that county and city in California?
Right. I agree.
That has I think 90% literacy rate or 95%. We could do it. We're small enough, and we've got people that care.
I think that's the power, right? When we see that maybe there's some community division, I think every head nods when we talk about literacy. And when we talk about Dolly Parton Imagination Library, we are talking about free books 0 to 5, and we are acknowledging we work with literacy experts. This is not going to make literacy problems go away. Right? Dolly Parton Imagination Library is one strategy. We are looking at reading instruction in class. We are training teachers, right? There's a lot of things that we are doing, having conversations, empowering families. So this is one piece of it, but how cool would it be if it was like, oh, welcome to Reading where
we care about literacy and we read. You know, Reading Rotary, we just got a district grant, and we are going to build more little free libraries to put out into the community. Get a book, take a book. those are the things that, you know, and leave a book. Like those, you know, those giving more accessibility, but all of the things that Mike just said, as well as everyone in our community supporting.
Yeah.
Okay. First Five, how do they get a hold of you?
FirstFiveShasta.org.
There you go. Thank you so much for coming in. And, you know, I want to get Mike, I want to have you back in. We can talk literacy. And Wendy, again, later on after this and, you know, talking about other programs.
Definitely, okay? Definitely.
Okay. I think we have Leo Zaki on the line, a candidate for governor, and we'll talk to him as soon as we get back.
But he was holding to the master's hand. The master's hand is always held out to us, and it will lead us to the promised land.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Medicare drug plans change every year, and 2026 is no exception. Premiums may rise, deductibles can change, and sometimes plans even leave or close. HICAP is here to help you review your coverage. Services are always free. Call HICAP today at 530-223-0999. That's 530-223-0999. Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP. Helping you stay informed, protected, and covered. This program is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $341,698 with 100% funding by ACL, HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor the endorsement by ACL, HHS, or the U.S. government.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:30 in the morning, and on the phone we have Leo Zaki, candidate for governor. Good morning, Leo.
How's it going?
Pretty good. Hey, I always ask this for people that want to run for governor in California. Why?
Why?
Yep.
Oh man. Well, I got a long list of reasons why. I mean, it's happened over the years. When I was 18, I got to be a board member for the California Poultry Federation, and so I'd go to D.C. and Sacramento and meet with the elected officials and the bureaucrats, and I quickly realized that these people are really stupid, and they don't care about you or your business or your family. And then when we lost our business in January of 2019, Zaki Farms, having been the largest poultry producer on the West Coast, largest privately owned employer in the state of California, and largest organic turkey producer in the nation, I was definitely let down by what the state had done to us. It was just overregulation, and it was an unfriendly place to do business, quite opposite of what made us successful. And then after the 2020 election, which in my opinion was very fraudulent and full of problems, I said, you know what? I got nothing else to lose but my life and my freedom. I ain't giving up my freedom, so I'm going to do something because nobody's coming to save us, and I can't trust these people.
Okay. All right. So what do you think are the three biggest things facing California that you would like to change?
For sure, water is the number one issue in California. With the homeless crisis, for sure, and cost of living.
Okay. The fact is that the Democrats have a supermajority in the in the Assembly and the Senate. Do you see, you know, I keep hearing is that the Republicans are making inroads into that. Do you think that's possible?
Absolutely. California is ready for change. I mean, clearly the Democrat policies are failing, and people are waking up to that. And when I'm elected governor, my plan is to sit down and actually have one-on-one breaking bread, getting to know all the people of the legislative body, and just level with them. Because the decisions they make there impact everybody in California. And this isn't about left or right anymore. This is about everything is broken, nothing's working, the people are leaving, the businesses are leaving, and we're in debt. So we have to do things that are going to be beneficial for everybody. This isn't about party lines anymore.
No, it has. You know, I thoroughly agree with you on that. And it seems funny is that they can't, they're in the middle of it down there, and they just can't, they don't realize what they're doing. I mean, I mean, they must realize what they're doing.
Well, I think some of it is, you know, useful idiots that are in these positions, and the other half is, you know, people that are just doing this maliciously, promoting a Marxist agenda.
Okay. What did you think about the redistricting?
Well, I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, one, it violates our state constitution, number one. And number two, why are we having this constant war with from Sacramento to D.C.? You know, all the while they're spending millions and hundreds of million dollars on this process, which, one, is ridiculous, and two, that money can be way better used to actually help the people of California. And all it does is further disenfranchise people, because these congressional maps, like, they're gerrymandered, and they don't accurately represent those demographics that live in those areas or those industries that operate in those areas. So how can we have fair representation when they continue to draw it even more ridiculous than it already is?
It's true. It's true. Okay. What kind of events are you having? Are you going to be up here in the North State so people can talk with you and see who you are?
Yeah, well, I'll be in Atwater at the Castle Air Museum on Saturday, so if you guys can make it over to that, it's going to be a great event. But I'll be here in the Central Valley through Saturday, and I'll be making my way back up here over the course of the rest of the year and obviously into next year. So you can always check my website for more updates, and
okay.
Also go on my Instagram and X at Leo S. Zaki and leozaki.com.
Okay. There's a, you know, the exodus out of California. And it's not just businesses. It's people that have lived here for most of their lives. They're retiring and they're moving. And they can't get out of here fast enough. How do you turn that around?
Well, you got to, well, for the retirees, I mean, that's it's cost of living. It's overregulation, because our pricing of homes is the highest in the country. I think the median income home is like $800,000, and people just can't live on that. I mean, obviously the interest rates are through the roof, and that's the Fed, but when you have regulations, environmental regulations, and these drawn-out processes, with CEQA and the Coastal Commission, and just the added cost of building materials because of environmentalists, it makes things more expensive. And then obviously the mismanagement of our resources, like water and power, everything becomes just more compoundingly expensive. So you have to obviously deregulate. That's number one. And we have to streamline our regulatory process, too, with using AI. Like, I'd like to redo the entire state website and put, like, a Grok AI-type thing where people can just easily interact and say, I want to build a pool in my yard. I want to build an addition to my house. I want to open a restaurant. I want to start a business. And it just gives you all the forms that you need to fill out, and then you can fill them out, submit them electronically, and then when you do, it just spits you back an answer like, oh, you messed up here, here, and here, and then you fix it, resubmit it, and then when you're approved, it says, all right, the inspector will be at this location at that date. Congratulations. Simplify things like that.
Okay. I'm here with Leo Zaki, who is a candidate for governor here in California. Of course, we've got a few months before the election, and you'll be invited on, but I just wanted to get you on, let people hear your name. And how do people get a hold of you?
Go to leozaki.com, and you can go to at Leo S. Zaki on Instagram and on X and on TikTok. We're always posting stuff there. Message us through the website or just message me directly on Instagram, because I'll see that for sure.
Well, great.
We want to hear from you guys, and we want to bring these solutions, you know, lower the taxes, lower the regulations, and increase the opportunity here. Manage our resources, build out reservoirs, build out dams, hydroelectric power, small modular nuclear reactors. These are all the things that are going to help drive the economy and bring the cost of living down, because we're just mismanaging our resources. And we can turn these into net positives. Drilling for oil, selling water once we create the abundance, selling power when we create the abundance, but we have to do that work.
I thoroughly agree with that. Okay, Leo, thank you so much for joining us today, and it won't be the last time.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you for the opportunity,
bet.
And have a great day.
Thank you. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be Dancing with the Stars, and a couple of the stars with us. We'll be right back.
Season off right, and join us Mondays through December 29th for our Monday Night Football in Overtime, where you can enjoy delicious stadium snacks and buckets of beer while you watch your favorite football team on the big screen. Check-in start at 4 p.m. Don't forget to play your favorite slot machine to earn a t-shirt and a shot glass. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBot. Thursday, the 28th, 7:42 in the morning, and I am here with Elizabeth Schroeder from Wednesday Place and Dancing with the Stars, Eva Jimenez, yes, and her partner,
Hagen LeBach.
Yeah, that sounds like a dancer.
Right?
Give us the latest.
So we are getting, I mean, closer by the day, obviously, but tickets to the general public for Dancing with the Shasta Stars go on sale on September 1st. And so it's getting close, and we're really excited to have Eva and Hagen today to talk about their spotlight program and their journey. Cause it's been a journey, right?
Yes. Eva, having done this before myself, I can totally empathize with you. So tell us how you got here and how did you get here?
Yeah, great question. And it's a great question because I think the way I ended up here in this position today is I was at last year's event and I was so impressed by the entire show and the talent and the cause, obviously, and I happened to run into Elizabeth at the Cascade, and I said, I would love to do this, because, you know, you're running on the high. And and so...
You got caught up.
Yeah, and so she didn't forget that, and somehow, some way, a few folks nominated me, and I accepted the challenge, and so here I am, and it's been, again, like you said, an adventure, a journey, and a wonderful journey in many ways.
Well, I mean, you're a busy person. I mean, besides being 20 years of service at Shasta College, You're the founder of the award-winning Step Up Restorative Justice Program, co-founder of SHIELD, and now the chair of the McConnell Foundation Board.
Right.
So.
Yeah, a little busy.
A little busy.
But, you know, I think when you're passionate about anything in your life, you make time for it. And this is something, again, One Safe Place is something that I'm here to support and want to support in any way I can.
Now, you all are doing the transitional housing.
Yes.
That's what you are specifically dancing for. So can we talk about that a little?
Yeah, do you want to chime in here, Hagen? Hagen's really shy, but he's coming out of his shell. I'm forcing him to come out of his shell.
Well, Hagen, tell us a little bit. How long are the professional dancer here?
That's just a title given to me.
It's a title.
Very humble.
I've only been dancing for about five years.
But he was also one of our professional dancers last year, and I can tell you, so since he was one of our dancers last year, this is a second year, so officially a professional, I think. You can effectively add that title.
Yeah, put that on your resume, professional dancer.
You know, I will.
And, so are you around here, homegrown?
Yeah, I've born and raised in Reading. Lived in Bernie for a couple of years, but back here in Reading. So,
okay. Yeah. Go to school here?
Yeah, full-time student at Shasta.
Shasta College.
Yeah, Shasta College. Yep.
Cool. What are you studying?
Hopefully chemistry.
Hopefully chemistry?
Yes, but it's still getting it all figured out right now. But
yeah, but that's...
I love Adams, get it figured out. Chemistry is my go-to.
Chemistry.
Yes.
Well, interesting. I think you're the first person who's come through here that when I've asked them at Shasta College, what are you studying? And they say, chemistry. Okay. What are you going to do with that?
Well, I want to learn as much as I can about atoms and, like, the inner working of atoms. Mm-hmm. So, like, I love reading about particle physics and whatnot, just how the insides work. So chemistry just seems like the best, like, way to learn about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Wow. That's Marvel what I all. Wow. I just say, okay, sure.
I know. It just, you know, I've had some of the students come in here, and I know they're dumbing down when they talk to me. Eva, when we talk transitional housing, what does that mean to you?
So, you know, it's when I heard the term transitional housing, in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, so once they leave the shelter, they transition to a new, you know, place.
Sure.
where they live for a little while. And it is that. It's exactly that. You know, One Safe Place, I didn't know this, but they do offer some apartments and some tiny homes, I believe that's what we call them, or... Anyway,
we have 15 apartment units in mm-hmm. a couple different separate complexes, and then we also have single family homes that are full size.
Oh, they're full size.
Two or three bedroom homes that are available for clients who've left.
And for me, the thing that really impressed me with that, it's not only are they given another home, but more importantly, they are teaching them and showing them how to be independent, because many of these women, you know, have never paid bills, have never filled out a resume. They don't know what it means to set up a cable, you know, or a cable in your house or internet at your home. So they're actually walking them through how to be independent and how to manage your own home, which I think is great, because those skills, those life skills, are so important for these families, you know, that are now living a different life mm-hmm. and hopefully a better life.
Hopefully a better life.
Right.
And I mean, it's that transition into out of darkness into light
mm-hmm.
in many cases. So how much do y'all practice now? Or have you really started?
We're not practicing at all. We're just going to get out there.
We're just going to improv.
We're just going to improv.
This is new to me.
Yeah, no. Don't tell Elizabeth. No, actually.
I won't tell Elizabeth, you know, that y'all are just going to go out there and smile and kind of wave.
Yeah.
And then we're just going to win.
Do the Macarena or something.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Okay.
We've been actually practicing once a week for sure
okay.
on our own, and then with Bobby Milhouse. Shout out to Bobby Milhouse at Lit.
Huge shout out to Bobby Milhouse.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now we're probably going to double up here as it gets closer, maybe twice a week. Because I need it.
Well, when I was dancing, because... I think I was doing three or four times a week toward the end with Kathy Babcock there. And, well, I had the time to do it. You've got a job. I can tell you this, and kind of like when we were speaking that one time when we all got together. When you go out there, and you know this from last year,
yeah.
you've got 900 friends out there. Mm-hmm. I mean, there isn't a person there judging you, really. They are there. They're happy that you're on that stage, you're doing something like this, and they're extremely happy they're not up there.
Exactly.
And, yeah, because you can go out and you go, you could be here, you could be here, you could be here. No. It's a great experience. A great experience. So, and I applaud you and both of you for, I mean, this is not easy, putting yourself out in front of people, entertaining them.
Sure.
So I think it's great that we have so many.
Yeah, we have that incredible stars.
Yeah.
I think it's been impressive how we've managed to find such incredible people. And I mean,
every year.
Thank you to the community that nominated all these superstars, mm-hmm. celebrities, local celebrities.
So like, I understand Lee Salter is the one that nominated you.
Oh, you do?
Just kidding.
Well,
just kidding.
I was thinking, I didn't even know that.
No, I'm just kidding. He used to be on the board.
Yeah. Someone from the McConnell Foundation, I believe, nominated me.
Well, I know who that might be.
I think there were several people that you were nominated by, so I'm not going to put the
So have you ever
anyway.
Danced before? I mean, besides just, you know, going out and
Yeah. Outside of, you know, just dance clubs and college and all that. Uh-huh. No, I've never taken a professional dance class. So I like to think I'm a pretty good dancer, Carl, you know. Uh-huh. I've seen her moves.
Most of us do.
But then, you know, then you get me in a studio where you're, you know, Bobby's telling me move two steps to the right, two back, and it's like, what?
I can't just
freestyle? This is ridiculous.
What? And then you find out there's certain types of dances you're better at than others. I'm into linear tangos. That you start getting me circling and twirling. No, that's I am not as graceful as I could be. But you get me into linear, I can hold my own for 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
90 seconds.
Yeah. I know. I'm always like, how long
somebody, somebody said, you can dance the tango. And as Kathy pointed out, no, he can dance this portion of the tango for 90 seconds. Which brought me back to reality.
So, the tango is a great dance. You know, one of my strengths is I love to salsa dance. I mean, that's kind of been my, you know, I grew up with Latin music. And so I definitely have the hips for salsa, but I'm just going to give you a little insight. I was not given a salsa song. So I know, right? So it's okay. But so, you know,
You drew those, right?
We did. And so let's talk about that. So,
okay.
You know, the theme is across the decades.
Yeah. Dancing through the decades.
Dancing through the decades. And so we were given a hat and we had to all draw the decades that we were dancing to. So, I think we can say what, right?
Can sure,
we just
close?
So the decade we're dancing to, you can't hold me back now, Elizabeth. We drew the 50s and the 70s.
Oh.
I know.
Okay.
So
well, 50s could be kind of fun.
Oh, it,
And
it's
the
fun.
70s was just kind of let it all hang out on something.
Yeah.
Like
so what do you think of when you think 70s? Like what comes to mind when you say, oh, the 70s? I mean, what's the first typical music
disco.
Genre? Thank you.
Yeah.
The one?
Yep. Disco.
Disco. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're in for a surprise.
You're in for a surprise. That's all I'm going to say. You're in for a surprise.
We're going to have like a, going to have that ball sparkling above you.
Something sparkling.
Something sparkling. So, the, for people that have not danced on the stage at Dancing with the Stars, we never forget. I don't think there is a dancer or a professional dancer or the star that doesn't remember that the reason we're out there.
Mm-hmm.
Is to help raise money for One Safe Place because of the great things you all do.
Yeah. We have an amazing team, but it's really the men and women, because we serve everybody, the men and women who walk through our doors who are coming to get services, the fact that they walk through our doors and acknowledge and are ready to come and request some help. I mean, that's why we're doing this, because they need to have a place to go. We need to make sure that everyone in the community knows that they can call One Safe Place when there's some sort of violence or some sort of trauma. Just to get those resources, even to talk to somebody to figure out what the next steps are, to make sure that, they have a listening ear, somebody who's not going to judge where they are in their journey, and also know that, those services are going to be around in our community for a long time.
And
Can I touch on that?
Sure.
I think you brought up a great point. You know, I think for these individuals who actually finally make that call or walk into One Safe Place, takes a lot of courage.
It does.
I mean, I look at what we're doing and I think, yeah, it takes courage to get up on a stage and dance, but it does not compare,
different,
right?
A different courage.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Well, have you ever known anybody that has gone to One Safe Place or?
My mother.
Really?
Yeah, I there's a decent chance that I might not be here if not for One Safe Place.
Wow.
In their program. So that's why it means so much to me, is because.
Well, I'm not going to ask a geek thing, but it was, you know, to have an organization like mm-hmm. One Safe Place.
Meant a lot.
It means a whole lot. Mm-hmm. And we had that horrible tragedy years mm-hmm. ago, which launched y'all to the next step mm-hmm. up
yeah.
because of not having the room we needed.
Yeah.
And we're able to, I mean, immediately the city and everybody got together, and county and area got together to help with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sierra Pacific and others. Yeah.
It's unfortunate when there's a tragedy that
it takes a tragedy.
Yeah,
to do something
that
like
it takes
that.
A tragedy, but it is amazing to see the community come together to say that's we won't let that happen here.
So yeah. You've turned out okay.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so. Oh. Got a great voice. Hey,
he has a great radio voice.
Yeah, we're gonna sign him up, do some commercials for us.
Yeah,
but
no,
what do you want people? We've still got 5 minutes. That's a lifetime in radio. So, what do you want people to think about? I mean, not necessarily of you dancing, but what do you want people to think about when they're, oh, should I get tickets or not?
I want people to think of, where can I go in this community for an evening of entertainment and to see local community folks, you know, again, do something courageous and crazy and potentially, you know, I don't know, break a leg on stage. And also support such a, again, important establishment here in our community. And, you know, if you haven't been to the show, it is truly entertaining. Every dance is an amazing dance. And when you think of the time spent for these folks, it's just a great way to show them your love and support that, hey, we applaud you for being here, for doing this for, you know, One Safe Place, and it is a fun evening for everyone. It's more than just dancing that happens that night.
It is. So. It is. Now, you have fundraisers. Is
yes.
that correct?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about that so people can participate.
So I'm doing something a little different, but if a business decides to sponsor Team Eva, then we come out to your place of business and we dance with your staff and or you, and you get to pick the song. And so both Hagen and myself have been out dancing with local businesses, and then we put in a social media plug with a video, and it's been a lot of fun, and we've had some
cool.
really good time doing that.
So how do they get a hold of you for Team Eva?
So it's through the website of One Safe Place, but you know, they can also send me an email. I believe our emails are on that.
You know, that's a great question. We can do it through the website, through ospshasta.org. I will make sure if your email's not on there, then
yeah.
we get it on there.
And also, just another reminder, I will be guest bartending at Vintage in September. So if you want to come out for a drink, I will give you that date, because that'll be a whole lot of fun. And again, some of the proceeds will definitely go to One Safe Place. That will be the night of September 25th. At Vintage, guest bartending, and
what time does that start?
It'll probably start at 5.
Okay.
5 p.m.
Catch the early crowd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right after work. That's a great place to go right after work.
Yeah.
Yeah, Vintage is cool.
Yep. Vintage
yep.
is great.
Thank you both for participating in this Dancing with the Stars. It's a great cause, and you have to come out. I mean, you've been out in so many different things that you've done, but does it bring you, I mean, it puts you out in a different, complete different capacity.
Yes.
Thinking about this.
Yes. I wasn't nervous, but now you're making me nervous, Carl.
2,000 eyes on you.
I know, he's like 900 friends. I'm like, oh.
I'll tell you right now, just walking out on stage and feeling lights hit your face and feeling eyes on you is worth it.
Okay.
With it, all nervousness.
Yeah.
I'll go with that.
Done that a couple times. So, well, thank you so much for being with us. Absolutely. And you and I will talk right after, right during the news to make sure I got the rest of these scheduled correctly. Okay. Ava.
Thank you.
And Hayden.
Yep.
And thank you so much for this and for what you're doing for our community.
Thank you. Yeah, and we'll see you there. Dancing with the Shasta Stars.
It seems like I am going to be there. I don't have a choice.
So. October 18th. So that's the show.
October 18th. Get your tickets and get them now because it will sell out.
Yes.
All right. We're going to take a break from the news. And Heather Hedwick, Assemblywoman Heather Hedwick, should be calling us right after the news.
Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. A Miami federal judge is refusing to halt closure of the Alligator Alcatraz Immigration Detention Center in the Florida Everglades. The government had hoped to keep it open while it appeals an earlier ruling against the facility. At a vigil last evening, mourners wept and prayed for the victims of the church school shooting in Minneapolis. Two children killed, 17 people wounded in the attack on a chapel at Annunciation Catholic School. Archbishop Bernard Hebda says he found hope in the actions of the children as bullets shattered the stained glass window.
The young children spoke about how their classmates or the other students in the school were so attentive to their needs and even tried to shield them at those moments of greatest need.
The gunman died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser says carjackings in D.C. have plunged 87% since President Trump's crackdown on crime was launched. How's that crackdown being received by the public?
A poll from the Associated Press Nork Center for Public Affairs Research shows 81% of Americans see crime as a major problem in large cities. Slightly more than half of U.S. adults say they approve of the president's handling of crime. But the poll shows there is less public support for federal takeovers of local police departments. Trump has deployed the National Guard to the District of Columbia and has threatened to expand that model to other cities across the country. The poll also shows Trump's overall approval rating has increased to 45% now. Mike Hemp in Washington.
France, Germany, and the United Kingdom have started a process to reimpose U.N. sanctions on Iran over its nuclear program. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 102 points, NASDAQ up 77. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Gain a global perspective and specialized skills that many of today's top employers are seeking with an MBA from University of Maryland Global Campus. Study online and complete your degree in just 16 months for about $21,000. Choose from MBA specializations in global business, marketing, HR, finance, and more. No application fee if you apply by September 3rd. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Shen.
Everybody is keeping an eye on the Fed and how an interest rate cut might affect gold prices. Gold has been hovering at around $3,400 an ounce for the last 2 months and is poised for dramatic growth with the next interest rate cut. If you have a qualified IRA or 401k, you could receive up to $10,000 in free gold and silver when you open your retirement account with Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now or visit AdvantageGold.com and get your free gold IRA guide. Consult with your financial and tax professionals before making investment decisions. Call 800-900-8000.
Ukraine's struggling troops continue losing ground to the Russians.
A Ukrainian military official says Russia's invading forces have entered an eighth region of Ukraine, seeking to capture more ground in their three-year war of attrition as US-led peace efforts struggle to gain traction. A Ukraine spokesman for local ground forces tells the AP some Russian troops have entered two villages in the eastern Dnipropetrovsk region, a major Ukrainian industrial center next to Donetsk, where fierce fighting has been taking place. Ukrainian troops are under severe strain as they try to hold back Russia's bigger army. I'm Charles Villadesma.
North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un will make a rare trip abroad next week. He'll attend a military parade in the Chinese capital. That according to North Korean state media. China will hold the parade Wednesday to mark the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II. The official Xinhua news agency says 26 foreign leaders will be attending. News and analysis, townhall.com.
There is concern about artificial intelligence and people considering suicide.
A study finds that AI chatbots often avoid answering high-risk suicide questions but are inconsistent with less direct prompts. Published Tuesday in the journal Psychiatric Services, the study highlights the need for improvement in chatbots like ChatGPT, Gemini, and Claude. Researchers from RAND Corporation emphasize the importance of setting benchmarks for how AI handles mental health queries. Concerns arise as more people, including children, rely on these tools for support. Keith Peters, Washington.
Japan's top trade bargainer has abruptly called off a visit to Washington. It was aimed at issuing a joint statement on a tariff deal with the Trump administration. A top government spokesman says a trade envoy decided to cancel the trip because some details require further discussion. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. What a busy day we have today. It started right at 7. People are walking through the doors at 7 o'clock, and we haven't had a time for a cup of coffee. Hey, welcome to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM with Carl and Linda. And Linda is on assignment this morning, keeping our house and lives together. Today, the 28th of August, 8:05 in the morning, in news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Davey's at the helm. It's National Bow Tie and Red Wine Day.
And cherry turnover.
Ooh.
That is a party there. Yeah. Bow ties, wine, and cherry turnover.
Yeah,
yep.
Man. You ever worn a bow tie?
No.
I have. You've never had a tux on?
Yeah, actually, yes.
Yeah, see? Yeah, see? Can right. You tie a bow tie?
You're right.
Can you tie
no.
it? Yeah. Well, I'll give you a lesson one day.
No, I had a clip-on one.
Well, the easiest kind. Okay. Today, sunny with a high near 95, and if you look at that, it's going to be just like that through Labor Day, running between 95 and 97, and the lows at night between 68 and 70, and it doesn't get into triple digits till next Wednesday, so it's going to be sunny and hot from today, well, and including next Wednesday, but Labor Day. Nice with a high near 97 and a low around 70. And weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. Been here for 30 years, the Kenny family, providing outstanding service to their customers. And you can reach them at 530-365-3793. And on the phone is Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you guys?
Hey, living a dream. Okay, Heather, should I hold you personally responsible for the craziness of Newsom and the Democrats?
Please don't.
You know what I used to tell the Dallies, and I will share my insight with you. You should just send down your farm dog down to, you know, when you have your meetings, you know, everybody's in there, and have your dog jump up on the chair and just bark. And just bark at him the whole time. And, you know.
Well, I have a yellow lab, so she would just lick everybody.
Oh,
and
okay.
It would go opposite for me.
Oh, okay. All right. Heather, I don't even know where to start.
Where do we start?
Well, I tell you what. You start, and I've just got a list of things here, but I'd rather hear from you because you're in the middle of that madness down there. Do you ever wonder about their sanity? I mean, really, come on. I won't tell anybody that you said this, but do you ever worry about their sanity of the Dems?
I sit there a lot while I'm listening because, you know, we have a lot of testimony and witnesses, and they get up and say we have a 5-minute limit. Thank God, because the Senate doesn't have a limit on their talking, and they go forever. But I often wonder why people believe what they believe. You know, I'm actually just curious about it. So I talk to a lot of them and talk it through. But typically they get irritated with me for asking questions, and then it's like in the conversation. I rarely get to where there's an actual answer of why they believe what they believe. But I've always been fascinated by that because I didn't grow up in a very political household and obviously have very conservative beliefs. It's kind of fascinating to watch. It is, gosh, I don't even have words to describe what the last couple weeks have been. Besides shocking, I guess, well, sometimes it's not even shocking because I feel like it's a play for them. But I'm just disappointed, I think. I think that's the biggest, best way to describe it. I'm so disappointed that this is, that, like, the redistricting thing is now our focus. Because I ran for office to get things done, and I feel like this is such a colossal waste of money and frankly just a play in a game that we weren't even invited to play in. You know, we're just pawns now. And it's affecting my district probably the most in the state. And I've tried to work across the aisle. I feel like I'm good at working across the aisle. And now I feel like, you know, LaMalfa and Kylie are being punished for being vocal and representing the voice of rural California. And that's not fair. That's not what it's meant to be.
Well, you know, they did this, you know, by your own rules. It's got to be out there for 30 days, but they gutted another bill that had been up, I guess, for 30 days, but had never been discussed and got around it that way.
We weren't privy to any of it.
No, of course not.
I just don't like that. Government should be transparent. And, you know, I've been trying hard to build that trust back because my district, probably more than any other district in the state, does not like government and doesn't trust it, and for good reason. And now here we are where they're doing backroom deals and, you know, you have politicians drawing lines that they are drawing lines so that they can run later for Congress, and that's not what the voters wanted. But, you know, then I look at Prop 36, that's what the voters wanted, and they didn't fund it. So I just don't like that they're gaming the system and changing laws for revenge, really. You know, I don't agree what Texas is doing either. I don't think any politician should be drawing a line, period. I think it should be out of their hands because they have a vested interest in it.
Sure.
But the way Texas's went down was different than ours, and it is against our California Constitution. They had to break the law to do it and then change the Constitution to allow it to move further. And that's not okay.
Well, you know, the part that kind of concerns me now is I've been hearing for weeks, you know, all this stuff's going on, is that 65-70% of the people in California are against this, that, you know, they're going to vote it down. And then I just read a poll taken by UC Berkeley that had 48% of the people for it, 34% against, and 20% undecided. And I thought, how could that have changed so dramatically, except it's a poll taken by UC Berkeley? You know, I don't remember them asking me. So.
Yeah, and polls are relative, right? I mean, they have a lot of variables, but what we found, we've done our own polling, and it was 65%, but it was after they were educated. So that's going to be the key, is getting out and talking to people, making sure that, because the language is going to be tricky, we know that. You know, we have to make sure that the voters know what they're voting on, and so they can make a better decision.
Yeah, yes means no. Yeah, I mean, they've done this before. Yeah. They are sneaky, underhanded slimes. Oh, I'm sorry. Perhaps I shouldn't have described him like that. Hey, is there some kind of super PAC that's going to start putting, letting people or educate people throughout the state? Is there money?
Oh, yeah. We have a whole, we will be opening a grassroots effort like you've never seen. And we're doing voter ID too. So, you know, we want it clear and transparent, and we want the people to make those decisions. So, and we want California legislators to listen to those decisions after they vote on it again, you know.
Well, they had an article in Record Searchlight from a lady that was on that commission that redrew the political districts. drew the districts, part of that group. And she made it real clear she hated Trump. She hated what Texas was doing. But then she said what California doing is just absolutely wrong. She says she says the people spoke and said it should not be drawn by politicians. And she said this is revenge politics. It's going to come back and haunt them. It went on and on and on. But I found that very interesting. Obviously a Democrat, but she was on that citizens committee to draw the districts. So
we've spoke to a couple on there that were Democrats and think it's wrong. There are people on both sides don't think this is right.
No.
A special election, they are estimating it's $250 million. It's going to cost us probably close to $100 million to fight it. It's so much money, and consultants are getting rich. Other people are getting rich off of it, and who loses in the end? The Californians, and that's $250 million that they didn't have when we were doing budget to give to fire mitigation.
What's he going to write a check?
They didn't have to give to our schools. But suddenly now we have it because we have some political messaging we need to make happen in the name of saving democracy. Is their quote that they always say, and I think in the end we're all going to lose. I think that we're going to
be there's not going to be a winner in this one.
It's not. There's not, and it's going to kill that trust. And I think I try really hard to build that trust back, and it's going to kill what little we have left. It's because they're going to think again that government's trying to trick them.
Yeah.
We're wasting money. Wasting money on political messaging in a presidential campaign. Once again letting people down. And I think people, not politicians, should choose their representatives. Representatives, they're picking their voters.
Yeah.
And I think the big thing for voters to know about that independent redistricting commission is when you are on that, you sign a declaration saying that you will never run for Congress or whatever lines you're making, if it's Assembly, Senate, you are not ever allowed to run for that seat. You're giving up that right to run. And that's a big factor that we actually tried to amend their bill and they wouldn't add it in because there are many people at play that will be running for seats and just drew their lines.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, we're here with Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick. We're talking about the redistricting, abomination, the tragedy that the Democrats are trying to foist on us. And we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding, watch repairmen, stonecutters, jewelry designers, a fabulous selection of jewelry at very fair prices, really nice people there, locally owned, locally operated, voted best in the North States for 3 years in a row at Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. And we'll be right back with Heather Hadwick.
Here I come again now.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Medicare drug plans change every year, and 2026 is no exception. Premiums may rise, deductibles can change, and sometimes plans even leave or close. HICAP is here to help you review your coverage. Services are always free.
Call HICAP today at 530-223-0999. That's 530-223-0999. Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP, helping you stay informed, protected, and covered. This program is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $341,698 with 100% funding by ACL, HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor the endorsement by ACL, HHS, or the U.S. government.
Are you ready for the ultimate slapdown? Slap Wars returns to the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Join Hardbot Productions for this battle of the hay on Saturday, September 13th. Watch it all while we Slap Warriors face off to be the last slapper standing. Tickets for this thrilling competition start at $35. Must be 21 to attend. Tickets include $10 in free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. Think about purchasing an electric vehicle. Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. The state may not be there because they're spending $250 million on a stupid election we don't have to have. And federal rebates may not be there because President Trump's not crazy about those. So, there we go. Our guest is Assemblywoman Heather Hedrick. You know, Heather, the way they drew the first district where I live, and you, it looks like a rat. You've got the rat, and you've got this long tail that goes down to Marin County.
Yep.
And it is, and the reason I bring that up is I was up in your part of the country for that MoDOT tribe ride, which I'm sure you're familiar with.
Yes.
And
yeah.
In fact, we got to get your hubby up on that thing. Get him a horse.
We have three horses.
Well, then he should sign up next year. And well, you know what? I'll mentor him through the event. But I'm surrounded by MoDOT County cattlemen. You know, there's farmers, but a lot of cattlemen are there. The fish and game wardens, law enforcement. You know, you name it. You know what it's made up of. And I don't understand how either, I'm going to say a Democrat from Marin County, it could be a Republican, doesn't make any difference, how they're going to understand the things that impact, the tremendous impacts different things have on MoDOT, Shasta, you know, county. I mean, they have no experience in it. How do we expect them to be able to support something as simple as trying to get wolves under control?
Yeah, that district is from MoDOT County in the far northeastern corner to Marin County to the San Francisco Bridge. I mean, it's just
San Francisco Bridge. It goes to the San Francisco Bridge.
Yeah, it goes to the bridge. Yeah, so I mean, they couldn't be more opposite, right? In Marin, like one of the wealthiest,
most urban.
Yeah.
Governor Newsom just moved there, so we're going to share a representative possibly. You know, and we have a ton in common.
Yeah.
It's asinine. So Modoc County is one of the, you know, most, one of the lowest income, definitely one of the most rural, if not the most rural. And, you know, it was 8,000 people. I mean, this is not communities of interest. And that's something that's taken into consideration with that independent redistricting. I called it political Frankenstein. Like, they're just playing, trying to find people and adding in whatever rural California part they want, because there is that divide. And I think that's actually going to be the worst thing. Like, I hate the political lines divide, but the urban versus rural divide is already so real in Sacramento, and this is going to make it so much worse, because we already don't have a voice, you know? I mean, I represent 11 counties for one voice. You know, Rogers has the other side of the North State on the coastal side, and he's a Democrat. You know, but between the two of us, we have, it's like 36 or 37% of the state, and we're two people. We have the entire North State, and we're two people, you know, but that divide is real. People don't understand it. I bring them up all the time to our district, and it blows their mind.
Is this district, this redistricting, does that include you too? I mean,
No.
Okay, it doesn't include, it's just for the federal.
Yeah,
right?
Just Congress. Yeah, just the Congress. Just
okay.
The
US. That's what I thought.
Just Congress, yeah. We've heard that there's talk that there's other maps, you know, and if this works, who knows, they might try. But there's states in the nation that, you know, have 40% Republican voters, but they have zero congressmen in D.C., which is crazy, but they, you know, this gerrymandering.
There's several.
It's
more than one state. It's like seven or eight states. They have 40%, registered Republicans and zero representatives. And so when I hear, you know, California, we've got to fight for democracy. Well, I didn't hear you talking about democracy in Maryland, Rhode Island, or any of these places. Yeah.
When it's in their favor, it's not talked about.
Of course not.
You know, and I don't think politicians should draw their lines in any state. I don't think that's right that they don't have a Republican voice or a Democrat voice. Because on the other side, I would say the same thing. I think constituents deserve to have someone to represent all of them. And, you know, and I really try hard to represent everybody. But this is just, it's shady. I don't like it. It's wrong.
Well,
it's just wrong. And I don't understand how they can stand there and say it's not.
Is it McClintock that just introduced a bill to separate the California into two states?
No, Gallagher.
Gallagher.
Our leader, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm actually a co-author on it.
Yeah, so we're looking at the north, and really it's like east of I-5, almost.
It's split kind of down. It takes the coastal communities away, really, because that's where our cities are. But will it happen? No. It will never happen.
No.
You know, but I get the frustration. I'm frustrated, too. And I grew up in Siskiyou County, which is like the original state of Jefferson, right? Like,
sure.
But I think that, I hope that it will, you know, open up some conversations and just show that we really need that representation for rural California. We're dying. And, you know, it's not... We have to look for solutions that are fair to rural and urban, and that's not happening, especially in the North State. But we've been backed into a corner, you know. It's not all of our fault, you know. But you know, I think we want to find solutions and hope that it'll work. But that strategy of having hope isn't one that's realistic.
Yeah, have hope in one hand and cow manure in the other.
And rural's been losing for decades, you know. I mean, this is when bad policy hurts us, and we, you know, 75-80% of our communities are owned by the federal government, and our economy lives and dies on that, of people that have never been to the North State and never been to Modoc County or, you know, Happy Camp in Siskiyou County. You know, they don't even know those places exist, but they're making all of our decisions because they're the super majority.
Yeah. Well, you know, people used to cast aspersions at Terry Raposa, Wynn Carpenter, and, you know, the State of Jefferson people. And their whole question was, okay, well, then how would you do it better so we get fair representation? And, of course, there's no answer to that. So now we've got the leader of the Republicans in California saying, well, let's just split the state, kind of what State of Jefferson's been talking about since the 30s.
Yeah, and Gallagher's had it for a while, and he was waiting until the end of his career. But everyone's frustrated, and our values and our communities just aren't the same. You know, I have problems, and they're not. I mean, I talk about wolves all the time in Sacramento. My colleagues have no idea. They just, most of them are, when I first talk about it, they're like, we have wolves here? I'm like, yeah, let me show you some pictures on my phone. They actually won't look at my phone anymore because I've shown them too many pictures of dead calves and cows that have been attacked. And,
And there's something on Facebook every week.
Every day. I wake up to pictures almost every day. Yeah. And, this summer was, Plumas and Sierra have just been hammered. And, you know, we're constantly meeting with Fish and Wildlife and the Secretary of Natural Resources and just trying to get that sense of urgency at the state level too, because they know there's a problem, but they also know that the majority of California they love wolves and they want to protect wolves and they don't live with them on a daily basis. So, you know, they don't want us to euthanize a wolf or use force to get rid of them. And it's really not working for ranchers in rural California right now. Okay. They had to kill a mile from the elementary school in Loyalton. Like, I mean, it's scary now.
Well, it's there's going to be more. Unfortunately, it's going to take, as Jim Rickert said the other day, he said what it's going to take is wolves to take a person, a child, and then people will wake up. Unfortunately, that's what it's going to probably take. But we have to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. What can I say? Locally owned, locally operated. I found them in 2007 when I moved here to Reading and never left. Cypress Square Barbershop, never had a bad haircut there. I can make an appointment by calling 530-244-9478. Roll in, get my haircut, roll out, or just hang around and talk to the guys. It's not a hair salon. No, it's a barbershop, and it's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. We're going to take a break and come right back with Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick.
Heaven. KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Medicare drug plans change every year, and 2026 is no exception. Premiums may rise, deductibles can change, and sometimes plans even leave or close. HICAP is here to help you review your coverage. Services are always free. Call HICAP today at 530-223-0999. That's 530-223-0999. Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP, helping you stay informed, protected, and covered. This program is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $341,698, with 100% funding by ACL, HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor the endorsement by ACL, HHS, or the U.S. government.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Excuse me. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Our studio is sponsored by the Wind River Resort and Casino, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We know it must be working because I'm getting texts from Greenland on a ship sailing around Greenland. Saying they're listening to the show every morning and, of course, loving it, but that they're listening to it. Our guest is, how about that?
That's awesome.
Well, you know, we've gotten phone calls from France, Thailand, Canada, other states. People are listening to us, and it's kind of cool. And we're here with Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick. We've been talking about the redistricting. What a travesty this is. But let's move on from that. when they're not trying to take our rights totally away from us down there in Sacramento, what do you got going down there now?
So we're trying to wrap up sessions. We had a summer recess for a month in July and just went back. I spent the month touring all the counties and going to events and having meetings and touring facilities and stuff, so it was great. We definitely have the most beautiful district in the state, so that part is always fun to meet. Fun. I like that part. I like getting to talk to people and meet people. And
you're good.
But we're trying to wrap it all up. So we end on September 12th. So in the next couple weeks, it's going to be crazy and really long days on the floor. We have to vote on everything.
When they dump a bunch of bills on you?
Yes, and we're there till midnight.
And you've never seen them. Before. The old gut and fill is going crazy.
Gutting them in. Yeah, it's an old tactic that they use quite frequently. So, we're trying to get ahead of everything. And
for people that
we're ready,
Heather. For people that don't understand the gut and mend, could you explain that?
So we have bills that we either got stopped in a committee or were what they call a placeholder in for a bill, and those bills, they can go back into a bill and basically take all the language out and change it, and change the title, and then run it as a new bill if it's made it through committee and everything, and they don't have to adhere to those 30 days laws. That's what happened with the redistricting bill. Those were gutting them in. So you'll actually see that we're going to have a bill to get rid of that because we're tired of it. and it's being used in the wrong way. If in the past it had been used as something that if you had an emergency or something, like if we had had a big fire and we needed to do something, it was only used for like those kind of incidents. Now it's used all over the place, and you know, it's just it's not the true process that that we should be doing. So so it's used frequently, too frequently, in my opinion, but there we also won't be prepped of what bills will be. Like, we have a rough agenda, but they move around to whatever they want, and we're not privy to that information, so you never know what will be voted on or what, you know, they add bills right then. They'll move stuff around and go not in order of file order, they call it. You know, and so one bill might take 30 seconds to vote on, and another one might take 3 hours because you have so many people talking about it. And you just never know. Like, and that's a strategy for them.
Are you ever able to read all the bills?
Yes. So when they're first introduced, I actually read them all because I am new, and that was really important to me. So as they were introduced, I read them. Now I have to read all the amendments because they also can change them all. You know, like we had a bill that, you know, if they have a bill that I co-author especially, they can change those on the Senate side, and the Senate makes lots of changes to bills. And then it comes back to us, they call it on concurrence, and we have to vote on it again with all those changes. And sometimes they're totally different. You know, I'm going to hear one today, actually, I think, that was on Social Security and Medicaid, and we signed on to it, you know, trying to get to make sure that the federal government was taking care of our seniors. And now it's like a Trump bashing bill, so I'm trying to get my name off of it. You know, they changed it to be something that we can't be bipartisan on, which happens a lot. And so, you know, when we're criticizing people for their votes or something, we also have to look at that, because a lot of those bills, when they're voted on the first time, might have had zero opposition or not even been the same bill as when they're voting on it the second time, you know? So it changes a lot, and it's a lot to track. That's why I have a wonderful staff and team, and they, you know, flag everything. And then we meet with the caucus a lot. So, like us, the Republicans in the assembly, there's 19 of us, 20 because Natasha just got through. She'll be sworn in here pretty quick to replace Bill Assaley, but they, you know, we meet all the time and flag bills and bring bills up to people and, you know, to the caucus. So we have a team at the Republican level that gives an analysis on all the bills. And then I have my personal team that makes sure that the Republican analysis also fits our district.
Okay.
Sometimes it doesn't.
Are there any bipartisan bills coming up that you can support?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot. I mean, today we're voting on like 30 or something today. And we'll vote on over 1,000.
1,000 bills today?
Yeah, in the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
So next week we're at the will of the speaker for the next 2 weeks. So we're not allowed to leave. We're not allowed at the end of session. They won't give you passes. Like, I was supposed to be in Reading, actually, the Torah Health Clinic tomorrow afternoon, and now we're going too long. So they won't let us. They won't let me leave early. And
I have to have you sleep in your office?
I rent a house here, but I'm not here very often. But that last week of session, we'll be there 10, 12 hours a day, and you're locked in. You cannot leave. Like, they can court martial you if you leave. We have like a restricted gate that we can't go past, and it's crazy. And even if you're sick, you have to send in a letter on letterhead requesting to be excused by the speaker. And so, the Democrats control everything. So if they are mad at us for something, they're never going to release you, you know, or let you have those passes or approve your travel or your staff. You know, it's all the politics part, which I hate sometimes. I wish we could just all work and get stuff done.
You know, no, I admire you. I admired Brian Daly, Megan, Lamoffa when he was doing it. But it's, do you ever have second thoughts?
I've actually only had one day that I'm like, what am I doing? Why am I putting myself through this?
but really only one day because I feel
that's good.
Yeah, it's not bad, but I feel like the more I'm here, the more I realize they do not understand rural living, and I need to be here. They need that voice down here because they just don't get it, and they're not going to if we don't have somebody telling that story. So, so then it became more of a mission just in my own conscience to make sure that people understand rural living and we can keep it and make it better and, you know, keep our community thriving and so that our future generations have a place to go. I want my kids to live here. I want my future grandkids to live here. You know, I want that for all of our kids and future generations. So, but it does get frustrating. It really does. But I try to stay away from it. I try to ignore it and, like, you know, as much as possible.
Yeah.
And just do the work. And so I'm not a big, like, feelings girl. I'm not, you know, I don't get overexcited or over mad. And
you've got to stay level.
You can't.
Once you get angry, you know, your capacity to make good decisions goes away. So,
yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
We're here.
And I think that's how we're making decisions right now down here is everything is emotional, and we can't do that.
Hey, we're here with Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick. We're going to take our last break here and come right back and discuss what's going on down at the down in Sacramento from somebody that's there and is trying to keep her head about her when others are losing theirs. We'll be right back.
Medicare drug plans change every year, and 2026 is no exception. Premiums may rise, deductibles can change, and sometimes plans even leave or close. HICAP is here to help you review your coverage. Services are always free. Call HICAP today at 530-223-0999. That's 530-223-0999. Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP. Helping you stay informed, protected, and covered. This program is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $341,698 with 100% funding by ACL, HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor the endorsement by ACL, HHS, or the U.S. government.
Get ready for the return of our pro football season picks. Simply swipe your River Club card at any promotional kiosk. Pick your teams for the week using our fully automated pick and win football promotion.
It's that easy.
Five winners receive up to $200 in free slot play every week.
And our final week, you can win up to a $1,000 cash prize.
And a pair of tickets for our annual Ultimate Tailgate Party.
For complete promotional details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
When the North State weather takes its toll on your roof, trust the experts who know the best. Hunter Roofing has been protecting homes and businesses throughout the North Valley for over 70 years. Our certified team delivers quality workmanship using premium materials built to withstand our hot summers and wet winters. Free estimates, competitive pricing, and a commitment to excellence that's made us Redding's most trusted roofing company. Continuing our legacy of craftsmanship and reliability, Hunter Roofing. Call us at 530-999-5622. 530-999-5622.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda. Tomorrow, the DA is going to be on. There's been a lot of cases being broken, blown wide, people being arrested and some other things going on. We will be discussing all of that tomorrow. And also Paisano Days is quickly approaching. We're going to have a representative from there. But today we have Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick. And we've been talking about the redistricting fiasco, talking about the amount of bills that are coming through over the next, 2 weeks?
2 weeks, yep.
2 weeks, 1,000 bills. Ah!
Because we need more laws in California, don't we?
Oh, God. There ought to be a law that for every law that you pass, you got to get rid of two.
Right.
You know, something like that. You know, okay, you're going to pass this one, fine. Which two do you want to get rid of? You know, you should, you know, as you could start quoting Chesty Puller, a very famous Marine general, an icon of the Marine Corps when he was in Korea. He says, yeah, they're in front of us and back of us. They're surrounded us. Good. We finally got them where we want them. And we can attack in any direction.
Do have a limit now, so we are limited to 35 for the term. So
35 what?
35 bills. So like I as a member can only present 35 bills.
You as a member can only present 35.
Yeah. So each of the 80 members can present 35 bills, which is crazy. It's a lot of bills.
It's a lot of bills. Okay. Yeah. What should we be looking at? Your constituents be looking at here in the next. 5-6 months?
I think definitely redistricting. That's going to be a huge focus.
Mm-hmm.
We need voters. We need new voters. We need to get people signed up. We need to make sure people know that the special election is happening, and we need to show up. I think that's going to be what determines this, is who shows up. And typically in a special election, we don't have a good turnout. So we're really, if we want our voice heard, we have to show up.
Well, that may be good in a way, because if you're passionate about this not happening, you may have those people showing up to vote.
Yes.
And other people going, meh. I had three ladies on the other day that are Democrats. One's independent, the other two are Democrats. Every one of them was against this redistricting.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's one of those issues that I think that both sides see the corruption in it. And if you can get past the anger that they have with our president, when they really look at it, is this the right thing to do? I hope that they realize it's not. But
it's just,
we got to take the feelings out, because there's a lot of feelings right now, and we need to take that emotion side out.
We're talking about Governor Newsom and his problems, but he all of a sudden he's come back out again and he's pushing Sykes Reservoir again.
Yeah.
Do you think that's going to happen?
I do, and the feds are backing it too. So I think finally we're going to have some movement, which is awesome.
Sure.
20 years too late, but no, it does look promising. It looks like we're going to have some movement, which will be that'll be great. I think we have a lot of those kind of projects in the state that we could work on and make the process a little easier. I think he's pretty busy with Palisades and trying to get the recovery process. They're always talking about how slow it is, and I'm just looking at them going, you need to come to one of my small communities that burned, because, man, the Greenville process,
so much slower, and they would have been thrilled to have the speed of Palisades. And we're going to try to do a recovery tour and bring some of them up so they can see, because it's different in a rural community. You know, we don't have that capacity like the Palisades or Los Angeles to do what they've done.
They're not doing a great job down there. But
they're not. But it's still so much better and so much more support than
sure.
we've gotten.
Of course they do. Pacific Palisades.
But we are pretty excited. I think the biggest win I had this year was, or my team had, was we got the fire victims settlements exempted from
yes.
fires from
yes.
2021 to 2024.
Uh-huh.
For the Dixie Fire, Mill Fire, all these, we had a bunch of them, but I'm pretty excited about that for people. I think that is the right thing to do. And, you know, to me, it was an equity thing. You can't decide just because you like the Palisades that they can be exempted, but everybody else that for the last 3 years couldn't, you know? So, but I think that we have some bills that we're trying to get through the Senate now. They're kind of jamming us up they're jamming all the Republicans up because they're mad at us, but we're trying to work through that and make sure we can get some more things done for
mm-hmm.
the district. So.
Is the you think the train to nowhere is dead?
I hope so.
I mean, are you hearing from your Democrat colleagues? They're going, you know what? This is way too far. And you think they're going to start pulling?
They love it. Yeah.
No, oh, they still love it.
So yeah, they still love it. The feds are done. Like, they've pulled out and they're done.
$4 billion.
I'm hoping that with that, but they just released something, I think it was last week, saying they were still moving forward and, you know, just, again, wasting money, on things that, you know, we're so broken. There's a lot of things that we could be putting that money towards, and that's what killed me.
$12 billion deficit, from what I understand.
Yeah. And you know, they do the audits on it, and they come back with nothing. They're not even real, you know. It's not even real information. It's, you know, but they also did that with the schools. They, you know, the teachers and admin asked to have an audit on how many reports the schools have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have to report on everything, and they ran a bill and got an audit for that, and they came back and it was all fluff, and you know, it didn't even address the problems that they're having, you know.
Uh-huh.
So I just, at what point are we really, you know, we are at this point where are we working for the people or are we working for bureaucrats and the governor? You know, we should be working for our people every day. That's what we were voted in to do. So it's that part of it, the job is frustrating.
I imagine it is. Okay, we got like 2 minutes, so 2.5 minutes. So what do you want people to remember here? So take it away, Heather.
We're working really hard. We're trying to wrap up the year, and we're starting to already plan for next year. And we have a list of ideas. If you have bill ideas or things that you think might work, please contact us. You can go to our website. Just Google Assemblymember Heather Hadwick. It has a contact us button. We have a newsletter that comes out every Friday that kind of talks about what we're doing and what's happening in Sacramento. And then we are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and, you know, just trying to stay connected. We also just started a District 1 Connect group with like 10 or 11 people from every county. And
that was a good first meeting.
Carl's on it. I'm happy to have you.
Well, you know what? I my name didn't appear. My horse's name appeared, and I had to send a text, you know, and say, no, I'm here. I changed my name, by the way, so when it shows up next time, you'll be there.
Well, I'm really excited about that group because we're going to meet every month via Zoom and then try to meet in person once a year. But just a way to keep me connected to the counties, but also keep the counties in contact with our office so they know what we're doing and what we're working on. And I want to make sure that we're always working on the issues of the district. So we're excited, and hopefully the counties will be able to connect with people and network and learn things from each other to help make us even stronger.
Well, it was very interesting to learn about, you know, all the things, people that you have in your group are attached to. And I mean, my goodness. So,
I picked them all, and we wanted like different sectors, different groups, you know, and kind of the movers and shakers in the community and people that talk to a lot of people and, you know, would know
would know what the boots on the ground are worried about and what's happening. So I'm excited about that. I think it could be really great. So,
well, you know what, you know, the more feedback you get, the better it is. And the other thing is, like, when you're on our show here, you're telling the people, this is what we're running into. And, you know, this is the kind of things that we're trying to get this done. And but we can't even get that bill through a committee. And when they do, they amend it in the Senate, so it's a different bill. So when I sponsored, now I no longer sponsor it. So.
Yeah. Well, and just to get a bill heard, like, I don't, we're going to actually do a basic civic campaign next year too about how a bill becomes a bill and what this stuff means.
That's
and
a good idea.
I think we get tidbits, you know, from the media, but nobody really goes through the process and how many of us really remember what.
We have to run. Assemblywoman, we have to run here. So thank you so much. Assemblywoman Hedwick's going to be with us every month, and so we can hear what's going on down there. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Always good to talk to you.
Always good, Heather. Take care now. Hey, tomorrow, DA and Paisano Days. It's going to be warm out there, but nice. Take care, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.